Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Gosger moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Buzzard moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foy strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McGraw trying to get to third. Conigliaro throws the ball into Foy, who tags McGraw for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano is walked intentionally. Ken Berry pinch runs for John Romano. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Berry moves to third. Skowron moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. J.C. Martin now catching. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGraw moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGraw moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Conigliaro moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.